This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Radio program to learn about the latest news related to health and wellness. In fact, it's your opportunity to become an active participant in your own health care. In fact, what we talk about on this show is health knowledge and information, which is empowerment. And that's a powerful and effective healing force. And we hope that you believe that, and we hope that you want to take advantage of it, leverage it by calling into this radio show. Should you personally have a health question or concern or dilemma or some type of a health challenge? Welcome, everyone, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I'm here to help you with your health. Help you to become your own best doctor most of the time. So think about what's ailing you, how your body is talking back to you right now, whether it be back pain or belly bloat, acid reflux or sleep problems or sinusitis, or maybe you have pain somewhere in your body, maybe joint pain. You're anxious. Maybe you have ringing in the ears or some other problem you're trying to get over or prevent viral infections. You drive the conversation with your question. Here's our toll-free number into the show. 1-888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB. That's 1-888-553-7262 is the call-in phone number. We've got a great show planned for you today. A lot of important information to share with you. But most importantly, the goal here is to enlighten you, to bring you out of the dark, if that's the case, and into the light as it relates to health and healing. That's our mission. And we'll get to some of the topics we're going to be discussing on the show in just a little bit. I wanted to hearken back to last week, however, before we move forward. Last week, if you were with us, you know that there was a health poll question that was presented here on the show and also on my personal website. Many people right now are concerned about COVID-19, coronavirus, and they should be. It can be deadly for some, and other people breeze right through it, don't even know they have it, and they develop naturally acquired immunity, innate immunity. Others have mild symptoms. Most people, the vast majority of people, survive this infection. However, there are a certain population among us who are susceptible to the adverse effects, the severe adverse effects of this disease. And for that, we need to find a way to get to them, protect them, and educate others about how to protect them and themselves. Last week on the program, we discussed the fact that a prominent researcher and doctor is claiming that a chemotherapy drug. You see, doctors are trying, they're scrambling, trying to find anything and everything they can to help derail the coronavirus and to try to reduce the deadly impact of COVID-19 disease. So they're rushing things to the FDA and saying, look, I believe this will do it. Here it is. And they're trying to get it into the pipeline. Well, one particular doctor is claiming that a chemotherapy drug, a cancer drug, is more effective than the prevailing standard of practice we see in hospital right now, one of the drugs being remdesivir. That is used in hospitals throughout the United States as a treatment for COVID-19, people who are hospitalized. He's claiming that a cancer drug is more effective and it should be used against COVID-19. So last week on the program, I asked that question of you, the listener of this program. Would you be willing to take a cancer drug to treat COVID-19? Yes or no? You voted. And I want to start off by thanking those people who made the effort to go over to my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, drbob.com, and weighing in on that, giving us your opinion because we think your opinion matters. A lot of people hit that question and voted on it because it's top of mind right now, this whole pandemic situation that we are in. Of those people who voted on the question, would you be willing to personally take a cancer drug to treat COVID-19? Yes or no? 79% of those people who went to drbob.com and voted on that question, 79% said no. You are not willing to take a cancer drug to roll that kind of toxic dice to treat COVID-19. Whereas 21% of you said, yes, you're willing to take a cancer drug to treat COVID-19. And I get the answer on both sides of the equation, and that's fine. I want to thank those of you who, again, participated in that question. You might say, well, what is the cancer drug, Dr. Bob? There's a lot of them. It's true. There are a lot of cancer drugs. The drug I'm talking about is called Folitin, F-O-L-O-T-Y-N. Folitin, also known as pralatrexinate. Pralatrexinate, a generic for this chemotherapy drug called Folitin. And some of the common side effects of that particular drug, and most people who voted on this just voted without knowing that. They just said, look, okay, I'm down for anything but COVID-19. I don't want to get that because I know that's deadly, perhaps, to a very small fraction of the population, and it's true. And if they don't have anything else, you're saying to yourself, okay, this makes sense. Some of the common side effects of the Folitin drug, this chemotherapy drug that this prominent doctor and researcher claims is more effective than what is being used currently in hospitals, remdesivir. Redness and sores in the mouth, lips, and throat. Nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite, diarrhea, or constipation, tired, feeling, fatigue. The list goes on and on. Those are the common side effects. So you can only imagine what some of the side effects would be included that are the more serious side effects. I mean, chemotherapy drugs, let's face it, are also deadly. In fact, a lot of people die from the very treatment itself versus the disease. And when you consider that about 97% of cancer therapy is unsuccessful, only 3% is successful, you got to scratch your head and wonder, why aren't more people looking for other viable options? Even combinations. And some people, I give them credit. They go, well, look, I know that chemotherapy is highly ineffective. It's a scorched earth treatment. It's a Hail Mary, and most people don't make it out the other end, and they die a miserable life while they're on it because their quality of life circles the drain while they're taking the chemo. So if they have 5 years left, they suffer severely with whatever it is symptomatically from the chemotherapy drug. But they're willing to roll the dice, thinking, okay, I might have that chance, because they don't know of other options. So I get why people answered that question to the affirmative yes, because they're hoping and wishing and have faith and belief in that system. Personally, I don't. Especially when you know of protocols against COVID-19 that are highly successful. And we talk about them on this radio show on a regular basis and have done so since last year, February. All right, we're going to tell you what's on the docket for today. Some exciting health news and fascinating health news you'll not want to miss out on. I'll describe all of that when we come back from this short pause for the cause. Stick around. You're listening to The Dr. Bob Martin Show.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Thiolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Thiolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Thiolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Thiolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at Thiolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though, if calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it, with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
This is my fight song. Take back my life.
It just so happens that being able to freely call into a radio health talk show and ask a question about one's health can be a liberating experience. Have you tried it yet? And oh, by the way, did I mention the part about getting health advice from a licensed doctor for free? Now, you're invited to help me help you. Got a health problem? Got a health challenge going on right now? Not feeling well? and you just don't know where to turn or what to do, well, I'm here for you. I absolutely am here for you if you've got a health concern. Now, you may want to think about this. Maybe you want to lower your cholesterol and you don't know which foods to eat to do that. I can tell you. I can help you with that. How to lower your cholesterol by eating specific certain foods. Maybe it's something like you want to reduce those wrinkles on your face and you don't know what to eat to do that, because there are foods, superfoods, that actually reduce wrinkles. And if you know the wrinkles are starting to mount, and you might be saying to yourself, well, maybe if I eat these foods, I can avoid a facelift down the road, microdermabrasion, Botox shots, all of that. I don't want to get involved in any of that because it could be risky, could be dangerous, and it's also expensive. I can help you to understand which foods to eat to reduce wrinkles. It's true. They exist. And I know what they are. Now, you might also be working off of the New Year's resolution that you want to lose some weight this year. 5, 10, 15, 25, 50 pounds. You want to know which foods. What are the best weight loss foods? I can tell you that. And how to get started. It's pretty simple. Become your own best doctor most of the time. Call in right now and tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. Have you had your Dr. Bob talk yet? I'm here for you. Here's the number into the show, nationwide, toll-free, 888-553-7262. Call right now, 1-888-55-DR-BOB, that's D-R-B-O-B on your touchtone phone, 1-888-553-7262 is our call and phone number. Now, coming up on the show today, we're going to be joined next hour by a prominent physician, author of 25-plus health-related books. I've invited this physician on the show to comment on a number of things that are related to the COVID-19 vaccines that are being rolled out right now by Pfizer and Moderna, and others are in the pipeline in a big way. And I'm going to be specifically asking this doctor about the death of another doctor in Florida. I don't know if you read about this or heard about this or not. A very busy medical doctor in the state of Florida, Dr. Gregory Michael, 56 years of age, an OBGYN doctor, a baby doctor, a gynecologist, obstetrician, at Mount Sinai Medical Center in Miami Beach, died after suffering a stroke caused by, his wife believes, taking the COVID-19 vaccine. In her Facebook post, on a Facebook post, this doctor who died, Dr. Michael's wife, Heidi, said he sought emergency care 3 days after he took a COVID-19 shot because he started to notice after the shot that he started developing these red-looking dots on his skin that indicated to him as a doctor that there was internal bleeding going on. Now, apparently, she says, his wife, Heidi, that he was a very healthy, 56-year young man, loved by everyone in the community, delivered hundreds and hundreds of healthy babies, and worked tirelessly through the pandemic. And he was actually an advocate of this vaccine until he got it, until he had an adverse reaction. And in response to, she claims, and now they're investigating it, of course, the drug companies in complete denial over it, but they're investigating it. Here's what the spokesman said for Pfizer, the vaccine that he took. We are actively investigating this case, but we don't believe at this time that there is any direct connection to the vaccine. So they're investigating it, but they're throwing down and saying, there's no relationship whatsoever. And he started to have these reactions literally within 72 hours of taking the vaccine. This healthy, otherwise healthy doctor develops this reaction to the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, I am not here to take the opportunity to scare you out of taking a COVID-19 vaccine. That's a prerogative. That's a right you have as an American to say, yes, I'm going to do it, and that's fine, or no, I'm not interested, and that should be fine, too. You should not be forced against your will to do something that you don't want to do. As in this case, taking a vaccine. But we're going to be talking about this topic. You won't want to miss it. We're going to have a physician, a doctor on the show next hour to discuss this and other facts related to the COVID-19. And most importantly, what you can do to protect yourself and your family. This doctor was caught off guard. This particular medical doctor, OBGYN, 56 years young, was on board and recommending everybody get the COVID-19. So he stepped up, he took the shot, and within 72 hours started developing symptoms of a very serious condition that ultimately led to a hemorrhagic stroke, which is basically he bled to death in his brain. And his wife right now, and a team of doctors across the country, by the way, for 2 long weeks tried to derail the problem that he got himself into with this shot to no avail whatsoever, ultimately ending up in a stroke and death. And it's really a tragic story. We'll get into the further of that in the next hour. Do not go anywhere. You will not want to miss it. This should be top of mind for you and your family. All right, now, some of the topics we're going to get into today, I'll go into those in just a little bit. And if you want to join us with a question or a comment related to this or any other topic related to health, you can call into the program right now. Our number into the show is 1-888-553-7262. 1-888-55-DR-BOB, because you might have a health-related issue. You may be suffering from anything from heel pain all the way to the other end of the body, headaches. Maybe it's gout or gallbladder problems. Maybe it's erectile dysfunction or eczema. You want to lower your triglycerides. You've got pain somewhere. Help me help you. That's the goal of this show. Call now. Our toll-free number, 888-553-7262. 1-888-55, Dr. Bob. We're going to go to phone calls in just a little bit. Carl, you're going to be first in the state of Arkansas, so stand by. And if you want to join us, you can too. 888-553-7262. Also later in the show, pain is a terrible thing. Nobody likes it, but it's an alarm system we have to protect ourselves. And there are certainly powerful medical painkillers out there in the marketplace for sure, including popular painkillers you could very well recognize if I said the names. Well, now in the news, this is brand new breaking information, a popular category of pain medications linked to the risk of developing one of the most serious forms of cancer, pancreatic cancer, which has an average survival time of about 3 years from the time that you're diagnosed with malignant pancreatic cancer. 3 years, you're dead, average. Popular pain medications linked to the risk of cancer. After years and years and years of doctors prescribing this drug, many times unnecessarily. And now we see at the end of that, pancreatic cancer? Oh my gosh. All right, when we come back, we're going to go to your phone calls, questions. I'll tell you what else is on the docket today in health news. Why, stick around. You are listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Urban Spice.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Urban Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you wanna learn to deal with fear? Don't you wanna take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and thank you for tuning into the program today. We're going to get to phone calls, open line conversation, Carl in Arkansas, Al in Michigan, and all the rest of you. You want to join us on the show, you can. Our number into the program, we're taking phone calls on the topic of health. Health questions or health comments, call in right now on our toll-free number, 1-888-553-7262. Maybe you've got a question about COVID or viral problems or whatever is on your mind health-wise. I'll do my very best to help you out. 888-553-7262. Remember also, the only bad health question is the one you're not asking. Now, if you're able to get through our phone lines and get on the list to go on the air and get screened to go on the air, be patient. I will make it worth your time. Trust me on that. Now, before we get to that, many people are concerned because they're taking some type of a medical medication or medical drug that there may be some relationship between taking many of these medical drugs and hair loss, thinning hair, receding hairline, seeing more of your scalp when you look in the mirror, hair loss on your brush, your comb. There's more hair on the bathroom floor, and you're wondering, what does it have to do with anything? I'm going bald. Well, that may be true because there are many medical drugs, including Tagamet and drugs, anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen and antidepressant drugs, heart drugs, drugs for blood pressure that can cause you to have hair loss. It's true. So what do you do about it? Well, you ask your pharmacist or your doctor who's prescribing the drugs if your recent hair loss over the last month or weeks is related to that. In the meantime, get started on something to block the hair loss and to have thicker, fuller, healthier, more beautiful hair using a natural serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the main causes of hair loss and hair thinning. It's called Provia. People all over this great country are seeing an amazing difference when they use Provia just before going to bed at night. It's liquid. You squirt just a little bit of it in the palms of your hands. You massage it into the area that you're losing hair in, maybe the front of the head, the back of the head, the whole head. It's greaseless, odorless. You massage it in real quick, and you go to bed, and you forget about it. And if you're like most people who use Provia, by the way, it's guaranteed to work, or you get your money back, you are going to have thicker, fuller, healthier, more beautiful hair. Here's the toll-free number to call to get started on Provia. By the way, it also works on both men and women, even if you're using colored or treated hair because you're in a salon somewhere doing harsh things to your hair. It helps reduce the risk of hair loss related to that as well. Provia, the number to call to get a hold of Provia right now, 1-800-525-6916. Say hello to thicker, fuller, healthier, more beautiful hair. Can you see yourself in your mind's eye having thicker, fuller, healthier, more beautiful hair? If so, call now. Order Provia, risk-free. Money-back guarantee. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't, send it back. The good news is it works. Provia, 1-800-525-6916. 800-525-6916 for Provia. Okay, a quick snapshot of what we're going to be talking about on the program today. We're going to be discussing later in the show specific foods that slash the risk of Parkinson's disease. The disease, you know, where people shake and they get tremors and stiffness and difficulty with walking and balance and coordination. Oh, it's on the rise big time, Parkinson's disease is. And there are foods that can slash the risk of the disease. Nobody wants it. Also today on the show, new research, common spice counters autoimmune diseases. We'll get into that. And control your blood sugar and the risk of diabetes with a super P, as in P-E-A. We've got all of that and a special guest next hour. And in the third hour of the show today, we're in hour number one right now. Hour number three today, we're giving the great book giveaway. Stick around because anybody and everybody who gets through and on the air in hour number three today is going to get a terrific health book. And we'll talk about the details of that a little bit later. All right, let's go to your telephone questions on the topic of health right now. Our toll-free number again, 1-888-553-7262 or 888-55-DR-BOB. First up is Carl. Carl's calling in from the state of Arkansas. Welcome to the program, Carl. Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yes, go right ahead. You're on the air.
I have eosinophilic esophagitis, and I was diagnosed with this at 21. And I'm unsure of which foods I'm supposed to eat or stay away from. I know processed foods I'm supposed to stay away from.
Yes.
I'm just really unclear of what I am and am not supposed to eat.
Well, there are actually tests to find out which foods, Carl, you are intolerant to. You might want to write this down. Doctors know these things.
Okay.
And the test is called an ELISA Act, E-L-I-S-A, and then slash A-C-T, ELISA Act. That's a food intolerance test, and if you can't find somebody or know somebody in your area that can do it, shoot me an email through my website at drbob.com, and I'll put you in contact with the laboratory that does this. I think they're in Chicago. My website is drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor. There's a place where you can actually send an email and I'll try to hook you up. But, what we're trying to figure out is what foods to stay away from and those you can eat that may contribute less to the histaminic allergic reaction that apparently your doctors are saying that you have. Now, I question the diagnosis to begin with. Most of the people who have narrowing of the esophagus or have esophageal reflux or heartburn, most of those people have an underlying condition which is either misdiagnosed or undiagnosed, something called a diaphragmatic hernia or a hiatal hernia. And basically, that means, Carl, that at some time in your life, I'm betting here that you ate heavy meals and then you crashed and you went to sleep. Maybe you ate late at night and you got a full stomach and you were tired. Maybe you work late, you eat right away, or you get on the couch, you lay down, all this food and the weight of that food is in your stomach. Gravity takes it and it starts to push up through your diaphragm, through the lower esophageal sphincter, and all of a sudden now pops through the upper part of your stomach into your esophagus, which is your food tube. That then spills food content up into the esophagus and the acid that is in your stomach where it doesn't belong into your esophagus. And now they're calling it eosinophilic esophagitis, which is fine. Yeah, that's what's going on here. You're narrowing because there's a chronic irritation there. But what is the cause of it? Well, the cause of it may be the very foods that are passing where it should be in your stomach, trying to move to the small intestine into up into your esophagus where it doesn't belong, and you're getting an allergic reaction. If that's the case, the hiatal hernia or diaphragmatic hernia is fixable non-surgically through a stretching technique also found on my website under self-help or self-care. So there you have it, Carl. Go to work on it. Al, you're going to be next up. Stand by in Michigan. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Be right back.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please, feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though. If calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or ToomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com. All right, welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. You can stay in touch with us always through the week on my website, where we post up news from around the globe that you may not find out about anywhere else. It's hand-selected by yours truly. There's a lot of other connections there on my website as well. Instagram possibility. Twitter there. Lots of stuff there at drbob.com. Check it out, drbob.com, drbob.com. Now, I want to remind you, next hour we've got a special guest coming up, a physician. We're going to get into the conversation about these COVID-19 vaccines. Should you get one? Should you not? We're going to be talking about the death of a Florida doctor that was recently reported after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. This is a pro-vaccine doctor who died in the midst of his very young life at age 56, very prominent OBGYN in Florida. His wife and child now are left without a father and a husband. We'll get into this conversation and more next hour with a physician who is going to tell you how you can help yourself out in this regard. All right, let's go back to your telephone calls and your questions now. Our number into the program, should you want to join us and you have a health question about yourself or a health comment, the number 888-553-7262. 1-888-55-DR-BOB, 888-553-7262. Now, I also want to let you know that I apologize, because sometimes, as in the case of the last caller who had some pretty heavy stuff going on, I laid a lot of stuff on him, and he may not have been able to get it all down. But if for some reason you want to go back and you want to listen to this show all over again or write things down that I said, you can get into the podcast library, which is a recording of the show that is held always on my website. It'll be posted up by the following Wednesday at drbob.com. The podcast library contains all kinds of broadcasts from last week, the week before that, and the week before that, months of broadcasts. Get in there, start listening and educating yourself to stay healthy. All right, next up on the phones, the calls just keep on coming, is Al. He's calling in from the state of Michigan. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Al, hello.
Hello. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
The question I have is this. I cannot take a flu vaccine because every time I take a flu vaccine, I have gotten the flu within about 24 hours or 32 hours, it seems like. Mm-hmm, I have been told, don't get the flu vaccine because for some reason you get the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking about COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Should I risk that vaccine or stay away from it? I haven't had any problems of any kind.
All right. Well, let's talk about the flu question first, Al. You bring up something important. Now, you know, doctors have denied for decades that no one could ever possibly get the flu from taking a flu shot, since the flu shot is a dead or attenuated virus, that there's no possibility that you get it. You're, of course, one of many people who have come on the air and told me that you get flu-like symptoms. You get the flu after you take a flu shot, even though the medical profession will swear that you're a hypochondriac, you're a nutcase, you need couch time, because you're saying that when it's really not true. What's your problem? Maybe you're an anti-vaxxer of some sort. I mean, there's all kinds of assertions that go on. So what is the answer? Well, I believe it's this, Al. When you take a flu shot, you're getting flu-like symptoms because you're taking a very toxic soup that your body doesn't like. What your doctor may not have disclosed to you before they shot you up, or the nurse, or whoever it was that delivered it, is that in that flu shot, the adjuvants, the preservative agents, include thimerosal, which is a form of mercury that's poisonous, as you know, and it has about 25 micrograms in it in the flu shot, and the EPA says that that's way past the safe level if you come in contact with it, but it's okay to put in a flu shot. There's aluminum in there. There's phenol. There's formaldehyde and all kinds of other things that are shot directly into your bloodstream that when you get it, Your body doesn't like it. Now, some people, I mean, they just, for whatever reason, they may not become symptomatic because their bodies are able to reconnoiter it quickly and maybe detoxify it before they become symptomatic. But in your case, thank God that your body is talking back to you when you get it because it's trying to warn you that you've just partially poisoned it. So that's what's going on. You're becoming polluted, a cesspool, due to the ingredients in a flu shot. It's probably not the flu itself, but you're getting flu-like symptoms from the toxicity of the ingredients within the flu shot. Now, there's a doctor by the name of, I can't remember his name, Dr. Feudenberg, and I think I have it somewhere on my website, that talks about people who take flu shots, five of them in a row, you know, year over year, over year over year. The amount of mercury and aluminum that they end up getting in their brain from this increases their risk of Alzheimer's disease, according to this very famous doctor, one of the most prolific writers of his time, by about 10 times. 10 times the risk of Alzheimer's disease from the mercury that finds its way to your brain or the aluminum. Can you tell that I'm not a fan of flu shots? But again, if you get one, I respect it. It's your prerogative, but your body's saying, put the brakes on. Your call, Al. I appreciate you calling into the program. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or ToomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek.
I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Stick around because coming up next hour, we're going to be interviewing, I'm going to be interviewing a doctor that is an author of over 25 health-related books, a physician. We're going to get into the topic of flu. We're going to get into the topic of COVID-19. We're going to get into the topic of these vaccines that are being rolled out right now and the fact that there are allergic reactions being reported, autoimmune-type reactions being reported. Now, you might say to yourself, well, yeah, but the chances are like 1 in a million, which are what the vaccine manufacturers are rolling out to the media, spoon-feeding it, and they're then reciting it in the news. Well, you got to consider this, ladies and gentlemen, and look this up for yourself. Adverse drug reactions, that would include vaccines, are not reported 94% of the time. So you're not going to know really the extent of the problem about adverse reactions because most of the time it's swept under the rug or it's 6 feet under. Because drug companies are going to deny everything. They're going to say, I don't believe anything to do with it. It couldn't be the vaccine. Not possible. Doctors are going to deny it. They don't want their malpractice insurance utilized and have that driven up. It's going to cost them money. They're going to deny it. So it's your call. You got to be a very wise and discerning consumer out there. It's your choice. Do your due diligence. But next hour, we're going to talk about this Florida doctor. And I'm not saying this to scare you. You have to hear the other side of the equation. You're going to hear all the pros every day, 24/7, 365, on the lamestream news. But you're never going to hear any adverse things that go on with these things, except maybe this show and others like it. We're going to be talking about that Florida doctor, the OBGYN doctor, who died as a result of getting the COVID vaccine. Now he has a widow and a child that is going to be there for life without him. We're going to get into that with the doctor next hour. Don't miss it. Now, next hour, if you can't stick around for whatever reason or you go out of range of the radio station you're listening to, you can always pick it up on your electronic device, your smartphone, your cell phone, your Android, your iPhone, whatever it may be, your laptop, desktop, and all of that. If you have an internet connection, simply log on to my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. And right up at the top, you'll be able to click on the appropriate button to listen to hour two. Now, the best place to listen to this radio show all 3 hours is right there on the radio station you're listening to right now. Stick around if you get hour two or hour three. Otherwise, at least you have an alternative. When we come back from this break, we're going to be talking about a popular pain medication linked to the risk of developing pancreatic cancer. Average survival time once you're diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, 3 years. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Stay with us. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Be right back. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.